He stared into the eyes of John Newton, known for years as a hardened, reckless sailor and captain of a slave ship, and waited for his advice. He knew God had transformed the man of sea into a mighty man of God. Newton spoke, encouraging the man to use his position and power for God, and it was. Through years in Parliament, the man worked for prison reform, funding of Christian schools, helping the poor, and improving morality. Plus, he gave tirelessly to others and fought for the oppressed. Colossians 3:23 states, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men," which is exactly what William Wilberforce did. Because despite his good works, he also endured decades of scorn, ridicule, and fierce opposition as he chased victory for the legislation he would forever be most known for, the abolishment of slavery in England. Brought to you by the best-selling ESV Bible. For your free ESV audio Bible download, visit us at BibleForLife.org.